I caught up with Sam Hauser as he was leaving the corporate offices of Best Cuts of Music in Philadelphia.
Kind of what turned out to just be a fun, playful day turned into a disaster with us losing about half the corporation in a meteor strike.
I interviewed Robbie Flax in an abandoned warehouse on the south side of town. The directions provided were a bit hard to find, and the people at the gates would not allow me through. That's when I caught up with Best Cuts of Music host, Robbie Flax.
Tell me, Robbie, why do you do it? Is it for the free breakfasts at McDonald's in the morning?
I walk in there, I take off my sunglasses, I put them down, and I say, hey guys, hey, what's up? Give me a small coffee, please.
I'm Steve Croft.
I'm Leslie Stahl.
I'm Bob Simon.
I'm Robbie Flax.
I'm Morley Safer.
I'm Sam Hauser.
I'm Scott Pelley. Those stories and Andy Rooney tonight on
The Best Cuts of Music.
For the taste
whoa, whoa,
that
whoa,
can't
whoa
be
yeah!
Beat. We got the best cuts of music.
Hi. You're listening to The Best Cuts of Music, Edition 43.
If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug.
Thank you. orange bird decided to fly out into the country. Soon, he came to a little hill, beside which was a little rill, that short for river. Beside the little stream, which was burbling and gurgling merrily, it was a little park for picnics.
Hi, my name's Sam Hauser. Tonight we have a gripping story about the best cuts of music. We started investigating the best cuts of music around December of last year. Since that time, their hosts, Robbie Flax and Sam Hauser, have gotten themselves into a lot of trouble. Here's our correspondent Robbie Flax with more.
I caught up with Sam Hauser as he was leaving the corporate
Jonathan,
offices of Best
on.
Cuts
this
of Music in Philadelphia. Tell us about your recent adventure. I understand that your baseball game has been a tailwind for the show, leading to numerous awards, recommendations, nominations. Tell us a little bit about that.
We thought we were just going to have, you know, just a fun outing with the team, the office team here. Kind of what turned out to just be a fun, playful day turned into a disaster with us losing about half the corporation in a meteor strike. But, you know, we've never had better ratings, so I guess it's a win-lose, or a lose-win, whatever the... We win, though. We're fine.
Rumor has it that you're dating Cher's genetically engineered daughter. Discuss.
Okay, what is this? What is this? We said we weren't going to talk about this. I spoke. You were supposed to talk to my lawyer, Jonathan. This is highly inappropriate, and I'm not discussing anything.
I'm just asking a question, sir.
I'm declining to comment. Do you want to say anything about the best cuts of music? I didn't come here to talk about my personal life.
So the whole situation with the French reporter and hot tub in Milan, it was all a lie?
Technically, that was only half the story. If by Milan you mean my house, and by French reporter you mean my mom, and if by hot tub you mean making me a delicious meatloaf with a red sauce on top, then yes.
Your mother, how does she create this red sauce? Is it predominantly tomato-based, or does she use ketchup?
It's pretty much a mixture of one cup of ketchup, one lemon, and I believe it's a half a cup of brown sugar.
You said ketchup. Have you ever pronounced it catsup or ketchup?
No, I've not. I believe, though, the word comes from kacha, which is a Chinese word which means sauce.
There's been a lot of talk about the tragedy you were involved in. I'm speaking on the car wreck that your publicist
tragically died in. Why did you run away that night?
I think you know, Robbie, you were there. You said, Sam, come on, we can't deal with cops, let's go.
Mr. Hauser, I'm sorry. You must be talking about your co-host, Robbie Flax. I'm Robbie Flax, 60 Minutes correspondent.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I guess Robbie Flax
is a different person.
It's a very common name, I guess.
It is. I have three cousins named Robbie Flax, and my mother's name is Robbie Flax.
Oh, is that short for Roberta?
No, it's short for Robert. We talked for over an hour, mostly discussing beer brewing techniques and masterpiece theater. The majority of 38 minutes was spent discussing things which cannot be repeated. Sam, tell me about the songs that you just played.
Well, yeah. I'm glad we were able to do this interview from the studio, because the show must always go on, and I'm a consummate conservator, and I like to keep these things going tight. So that first track I just played on the show was The Lightman Plus One with All Praises to Allah edit. And then track two was Motor City by Theo Parrish. And then track three was Jitterbug by Chop Shop. And then track four was Vacation by Duck Hunt. It's a fine, delightful mix of songs. It's not called the best cuts for nothing.
How much longer do you plan on doing the show?
Probably until I'm silenced. I mean, there's a lot of people that want to take the show down. So until they pry the tracks from my dead hands and rip the tongue out of my mouth, I'm going to try to keep on doing this.
This is insane.
Switch to is gonna be found.
And stop.
Thank you.
Continuing our two-part story on the best cuts of music, senior correspondent Sam Hauser interviewed Robbie Flax.
I interviewed Robbie Flax in an abandoned warehouse on the south side of town. The directions provided were a bit hard to find, and the people at the gates would not allow me through. Luckily, I was able to take the camera crew and find a way around the back. That's when I caught up with Best Cuts of Music host, Robbie Flax.
Tell me, Robbie, why do you do it? Is it for the fame, the women, the drugs, the notoriety, the free breakfasts at McDonald's in the morning?
Yeah. Let's talk about that. I go into McDonald's in the morning. Here's the scene. I go into McDonald's in the morning. I walk in there. I take off my sunglasses. I put them down. And I say, hey, guys. Hey, what's up? Give me a small coffee, please. And no lip. And seriously, though. And I say, well, guys, I want to pay. I start to pull out my wallet. And they say, no, sir, this is on us, really. And I say, really? I'll pay you. Do you want a tip or anything? I can pay you a tip or something. And then they're like, no, sir. But then there's other times when I go in there and I'll say, excuse me, you're supposed to be giving me free coffee here. I'm calling Jonathan. I'm dialing in. 1, 2, 3. Okay, that's what I thought. Thank you. So yes, it's fun. It's a fun life. I like it.
So you would say that you're loving it.
I'm loving it.
Now, as I understand,
I'm going to get a Big Mac tonight.
Certainly. As I understand, the show Best Cuts of Music has a mysterious benefactor that's behind.
Oh, yeah, as you say, the man behind the curtains. Yeah. The man behind the curtains, as I say. Certainly, you'd be interested in knowing his identity. Certainly, you'd be interested in knowing where he got all of his money and where he's putting it, but
I think all of our viewers would like to know that.
Yeah. You and me both, buddy. You and me both. You ever seen an episode of Inspector Gadget, Sam? You ever seen Inspector Gadget?
Is that the children's television program?
Exactamundo. Exactly.
No.
Inspector Gadget is like a cartoon Get Smart, detective solving crimes. His nemesis, Dr. Claw. You never see Dr. Claw. You just see his fist pounding his chair, this is kind of the way I would think of our mysterious benefactor, kind of like a Howard Hughes, controlling everything from satellite deep in space. You get my drift.
Right. So in fact, you do not know the name of your benefactor.
Let me take off my sunglasses. I don't know the name of the benefactor.
I continued to talk to Robbie Flax, he discussed at length his love of Parcheesi and outdated board games. He then invited me over to his house, where I saw his refrigerator, which was loaded with Red Bull and Cristal. We went into one of his ante rooms, where it showcased his lovely collection of Space Jam memorabilia.
It's an original Tex Avery. Bugs Bunny, I put this in here. It's not really Space Jam, but I figure it counts.
Then he brought me into his home studio, where he showed me some of the work he was doing on the newest Best Cuts of Music episode.
This is ground floor. This is ground floor stuff right here, baby. Hear me? Actually, this show, we're actually working on this show right now, and you're on the ground floor, baby. You're on the ground floor, baby. Better believe it. Let's see, we started off on this right here. We got William S. Burroughs and Disposable Heroes of Hypocrisy, The Last Words of Dutch Schultz. This is insane. After that, Bibio Saviv. After that, James Pants, You're the One, featuring Gary Davis. Gary Davis, a really popular guy back in the 70s, doing disco, doing the jams, Chocolate Star Records. You know, ground floor, baby. You know, we're really getting 110%. We're really excited about this show. You know, you're asking some really hard-hitting questions tonight, Sam. Some questions I wish I had answers to. I don't know who the mysterious benefactor is. Okay, I don't know who the mysterious benefactor is.
Now, a few minutes with Andy Rooney.
I don't know about you, but I've been listening to music for decades. I curled up by the campfire with books years before Stravinsky ruffled my feathers. I love that it calms me down and makes me think something is in the room with me. I listen to records, but still favor my old Edison cylinder records. Like this song from Frank Kennedy, Schultz Gets a Letter from the Klondike.
Schultz Gets a Letter from Klondike by Frank Kennedy, the Dutch philosopher, Edison Records. I'm talking sideways. September, October, no wonder I didn't understand it. Klondike, no wonder the once. My dear nephew, that's...
Nowadays, people listen to everything on their iPods, Zooms, or Rios. It seems like you can't find anyone who doesn't have one of the darn things plugged into their ears. Most people aren't even listening to songs anymore. Blogs, Wikipedias, MP3s, podcasts. I thought a podcast was a piece of a vegetable that you used to fish with. I don't think that would be a very tasty fish. Speaking of tasteless, here's a podcast I found particularly displeasing.
The best cuts of my liver hurts.
The best cuts of rotted liver out of my body.
Mm-hmm.
Cirrhosis is not funny. Is it a music program? Is it a filth station? I don't know. This new generation can keep their podcast and blogs and iPhones. For me, I'll just keep listening to my gramophone.
Good night, everybody.
You're listening to
the best cuts of music. Jonathan, put your pants back on. This is an office.
Ground floor, baby.